one here tonight, Bert. Thank you, sir. I'd like to welcome each one of you tonight. We're excited to have a special service recognizing our graduates here from the church. We have four young men. We're going to have a slideshow here in a few minutes to be able to look at some awesome pictures of them when they were really little. Then I have some stories to share and some future plans that they are looking at. Excited for each one of them. I was thinking about how I have been here for 5 years next week. And so when I came, they were all in junior high. So I've been able to see them all progress in a lot of ways, physically, spiritually, everything else in between there. So it's been exciting to see that. And I know that as the parents were sending in the pictures and preparing pictures for graduation parties and everything, you look back over the lives of all these young people that are now graduating high school. It's neat to see the transition and look back on all those memories, and we get to enjoy some of that tonight. If you could turn with me in your Bibles to Psalm 119, I want to give a challenge here directly to the graduates, but for all of us as well. When I consider that different seasons of life that we all go through, you know, whether it is you're starting school as a young child, when you start high school, when you graduate high school, you go off to college, you graduate college, or you go off to a trade school, you graduate trade school, or you go into the workforce, when you have an opportunity to meet someone special and you get married, when you have your first child, all of these milestones, all these different seasons of life, for the average person in our society and in our world, they're all exciting times, and yet it always seems as though you're looking ahead to the next thing, and you get to that thing, and then there's a sense of fulfillment, but it's not a deep fulfillment. It's like something's been accomplished, but then it's like, well, now what? What do we do now? There's been many stories and examples of people in sports who have been working towards this title, or working towards a championship, or trying to win the trophy in whatever sport it is, and they achieve that, and they're satisfied, but they're never fully satisfied. They're on to the next year. They're on to the next accomplishment they're working towards. For us as Christians, that shouldn't be the reality. Now, these different seasons of life do bring senses of accomplishment. They do bring that reflection on a job well done, or at least accomplished in many ways. And yet, as Christians, it doesn't just end with that. We should be seeking the Lord, and overall, as we see in 1 Corinthians 10:31, desiring to bring Him honor and glory no matter what we are doing. But how exactly do we accomplish that? One of my favorite passages of Scripture we find in Psalm 119, verses 9 through 11. I've reflected on this passage here many times before. And if I could give a young person, an older person, that is looking for a specific challenge that can be succinct, that can be remembered from God's Word, it is Psalm 119, 9 through 11, and it's about God's Word. Because when you ask yourself the question, how can I battle with the desires that I'm going to have with my flesh, the desires of this world, the temptations that I'm going to face? How can I go out into this world? How can I be that arrow, as we see talked about in Scripture, shot out? And how can I please and honor and glorify the Lord? The number one way that we're going to do that is by seeking the Lord in all things. And we find Him in His Word. Psalm 119, verse 9 asks a question, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? The language here being, how can we fix our way? How can we correct our way? Or even more so, how can we prevent ourselves from saying or doing the wrong thing? It says a young man, and it's being written here specifically with that in mind, but the idea is for anyone. For any young person, for any old person, how can we correct our temptations to sin, the sin in our lives? That is the question here. What is the answer that the psalmist gives us? It says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? It's by taking heed thereto according to thy word, by listening to the word of God. It's not simply saying to read the Bible. That's important. We have to read it in order to actually hear it. But as we see talked about elsewhere in Scripture, we are challenged to not just be hearers of the Word, but to be doers of the Word. And so the language that is given here in Psalm 119 is not just by reading the Bible. That is implied. That is understood, that you're going to be spending time in Scripture, you're going to be seeking it as though you can't get enough of it, because we truly can't. The challenge is to take heed according to the Word of God. And that attitude that we are to have when we go to the Word of God is explained in the next verse, in verse 10. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. See, our focus and our objective is to listen to and take heed to the Word of God. Our attitude while we are doing that is to do it with our whole heart. We can all think of things in our life that we are excited to do, whether it is a hobby, whether it is spending time with family or friends. Maybe we really love our job and we like to do that with our whole heart. We can all think of something that we get excited about doing. As Christians, though, do we get excited about being in God's Word and applying it to our lives? Are we doing it with our whole heart? Are we seeking God with everything that we have? Our focus and our objective is to be in God's Word. The attitude we are to have is to be doing it with our whole heart. But then what is that practical application that we see in verse 11? As he gets down past those first two verses, verse 11, he says, I'm going to accomplish this by doing something. That is hiding God's Word in his heart. Thy word have I hid in my heart. Why? That I might not sin against thee. See, in these three simple verses, it comes full circle here. We're asking the question, how can I prevent myself from sinning, giving in to temptation? How can I cleanse my way when I have sinned? It is by seeking God with our whole heart, by hiding his word in our heart. That means we're going beyond just opening God's word and reading it. That's an important first step, and many times we neglect that as well. We have to start there, but then it goes to the point of seeking him with my whole heart. It means I open God's word, I'm digging into it, I'm trying to find what is in there that I can apply to my life. And the idea is, when he says, don't let me wander from thy commandments, help my focus to stay where it should be in his word. And to do that, we should be hiding God's word in our heart. It means we are memorizing it. We're taking the time in our day and in our week and in our month and in our busy schedules to take the time to memorize God's word. But going beyond just that head knowledge, hiding it in our heart means we're meditating on it. We're thinking about those applications. It means when we're memorizing God's word, it's not just simply so we can check it off on our list. It is memorizing it, meditating on it, so we can then apply it to those life situations where we're going to need it. Because we see all throughout Scripture the reality of temptation, the reality of times in our life when we're going to want to give in to sin. And graduates or any of us here, if we're not aware of the reality of temptation, we need to wake up to that right now, because it's going to happen every moment of our lives. It can happen when we are in a dark room with nobody else and seemingly no temptation because we have our mind, we have our flesh. It can happen at any place or any location with any group of people. We can be tempted to give in to all various types of sin. And the only way that we are going to be able to see that sin defeated is not in our own strength, because we are incapable of defeating sin. It is by seeking God with our whole heart, by hiding his word in our heart, by meditating on those truths. Those truths are reflected in the passage that we read this morning for the scripture reading in the service in Mark chapter 12. When the scribe came up to Jesus and asked him, what's the greatest commandment? And Jesus answered and told him that the greatest commandment is to love the Lord our God with our whole heart. The greatest commandment is to love him first and foremost. That should be each one of our goals. And second and likened to it is to love our neighbor as ourselves. We see elsewhere in 1 John and elsewhere in Scripture that one of the demonstrations of showing we love God is by loving those around us. So for each one of us tonight, I want us to think about, no matter what season it is, whether we're graduating high school, whether we're about to retire, whether we're welcoming a new baby or a new grandbaby into the family, wherever you are at tonight, are we asking ourselves the question, how can I cleanse myself? How can I keep myself from sinning? And are we doing so by going to God's word, by seeking him and his word with our whole heart? Do we have our focus where it needs to be? Because as we realize that as we go through life, we face those difficulties, those temptations, those trials, and those tribulations, that we are weak. We have four high school graduating guys here tonight. I feel like that's possibly the pinnacle of time when we don't feel weak. We feel very strong. We like to go to the gym. We like to work out. We like to do big, tough jobs. But the reality is, and I'm realizing this more and more as I'm about to turn 30, we are weak. There are times when we fail physically. There's times when we are incapable of doing things. It's amazing how just having your little appendix taken out weakens you for an entire 10 days. I wasn't aware of that until recently. We feel like we cannot be conquered. We can't be defeated. And yet the reality is we are always one step away from giving into temptation, by giving into sin, by being humbled and weakened physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. The only way that we can get through life and continue to keep our focus where it needs to be is by drawing upon the strength that God has given us. And I'm so thankful that he has given us his word. And you have access to this. We have access to it in so many amazing ways that people throughout history would never have dreamed of. We have hard copies galore. You can search any verse online. You can have it downloaded on your phone. But the most special way that you can interact with Scripture is by meditating, by memorizing, by hiding God's word in your heart. So that even if you don't have access to it in any physical sense, you always have access to God's word and the strength that we can pull from it. That's a challenge that I hope we can all apply tonight. And as we consider the joy of graduating high school and the excitement of the years to come, I hope that all of us can also consider the realities of life and the joy that we can have as we seek God with our whole heart. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for each one of these graduates tonight. Thank you for Seth, for Colton, for Christian and Carter. Lord, I pray as they head into this new season of post-high school, Lord, as they're all headed down different paths, that you would keep them on the singular path of keeping focused on you. Lord, that they would desire to be in your word, that they would desire to listen to it, to take heed to it, to apply it to their lives, that they would seek you and your word with their whole hearts. Lord, that they would memorize, that they would meditate, that they would take the time out of their day as life continues to get busier and busier and busier, that they would take the time to read it, to apply it, and to hide it in their hearts. Lord, I pray that you would use these four young men in an amazing and special way and the different paths that they have chosen to be a testimony for you. Lord, to be able to see you use them in a great way as they stay yielded to you. And I pray that each one of us here tonight would also take to heart that same challenge, because this passage is applicable to every single one of us, whether we are a young man, a young woman, an old man, an old woman, whatever we are on the spectrum, we all need to apply these truths to our lives. Lord, I pray that you bless the rest of this time now as we celebrate the accomplishment of these young men graduating from high school, as we look forward to their future. Bless this time now, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, we are excited to be able to have this graduation for these four graduates, and we're going to have a slideshow here to be able to highlight some really awesome pictures that we have from each one of them, so we're looking forward to that. Feel free to laugh as much as you would like to, because there's some really great pictures in here that I've already been able to preview as I put this together. And then at the end, I'm going to come up and kind of give you some future plans for them, what we're looking forward to with them, and maybe some humorous stories or two. And then we will be heading over to the gymnasium for a time of reception to be able to celebrate each one of them. But let's spend some time now and check out this slideshow. All right. I hope you enjoyed each one of those four young men's pictures, reflecting back on their progression. It's exciting to see all that. I'm going to talk about each one of them here for just a moment. They're aware of some of this and not aware of some of it as well. So Seth Hadley just finished up high school, and he also finished up a degree at CBC in cybersecurity, and he's figuring out his where he wants to go in the future with that. So very excited for Seth. I asked each parent to share with me a funny story or a thing that their child did when they were younger. Some of them just like immediately had something. Some of them had to take a while to think about all the different things that they could go through to talk about. But what Carrie gave me about Seth was that when he was younger, he would always walk around and he would just go, elephant, elephant, elephant. And she kept wondering why he was doing that until she figured out that he was looking at the exit signs and he saw the E, and he had learned that E is for elephant. And so he recognized the E, and every time he saw the E, he was always elephant. So he wasn't just seeing elephants everywhere, but he was excited to share that elephant, that E stood for elephant. He just didn't know it was actually an exit sign. So one of those cute sayings that we, all of our kids definitely say. We're excited for Seth and seeing where he is going to go with that degree and what the Lord has planned for him in the future. Excited for you, Seth. Colton Dretzka. So Colton just graduated high school and is looking forward to future studies if the Lord allows for that, working full-time right now installing garage doors. So if you need help with your garage doors, please see Colton. He can give you some expertise advice on that. So Colton, there was two things that I was shared about Colton. One, that from a very early age, he's been a big smiler. So he has always been smiling no matter what the circumstances, sometimes even in inappropriate circumstances, Colton's just there smiling. And you can always depend on Colton to smile. And also, hey, Colton, can you say for me the thing that you lay your head down on at night? So instead of pillow, from very little age, it was always pillow. And apparently it's still pillow. So if he ever says he wants a pillow, it's talking about a pillow. So some things carry over into our older lives. We never know when we're going to get rid of that or keep it forever. I'm sure your parents probably appreciate that you still say that. There's some things that my girls are saying that I wish they would say the rest of their lives. So I understand that completely. So Colton, we're excited for you, excited to see where the Lord is going to take you. Christian Penick just graduated high school and also got his degree from CBC. He's going to be working towards his degree at CBC in computer science, so he'll be doing classes there through the summer and through the fall, working towards that. Excited to see what he's going to do with that. The story that I was shared about with Colton is that when he was four, he really, really, really wanted a baby sister. And I wonder if at later if you still had that same feeling. Maybe we won't ask you. Anya told him that he needed to pray for one. And so the next morning he runs up to her and says, "Where's my baby sister? I prayed for her." Imagine it happening that quickly. And she said, "That's how we got Valentina." So he prayed for you, Valentina. Look, you're still sitting next to each other. Isn't that awesome? It scoots away. So really neat story there. Excited to see what Christian's going to do and looking forward to your future as well. Carter Dunn. So Carter graduated high school, and he is now going to be working towards his degree at CBC as well, but in dental hygiene. So he's going to be doing classes there through the summer and in the fall. So maybe someday you're going to go to your local dentist, and Carter will be taking care of your teeth for you. I think you do an admirable job there, Carter. This is the story that Jenny shared with me. I'm just going to read it as she wrote, because I don't think I could do it in less words. For several years when Carter was younger, he played upward soccer. Each year, the team would get their picture taken as a whole group as well as individually. One year after receiving Carter's pictures back, we noticed that he had a very uneasy look on his face. We inquired as to why he looked so tense in this picture. It was then that he revealed that the photographer mentioned that it was time for individual shots. Being that Carter had just been to the doctor the day before and received a shot, it then became clear to us, Carter was not happy in his second photo because he thought that the phrase individual shots meant he was about to receive an injection rather than a photo. I'll be honest, if I went to get my picture taken and someone was about to give me a shot, I'd be upset too. So totally understand that, Carter. No matter what age you're at, I'd be uneasy as well. So excited for you, Carter. I look forward to what the Lord's going to do. All four of these guys, very thankful for them. And like I said, I've been able to see them progress their way through high school and junior high while I've been here. And known them for 5 years. Feels like a lot longer, not in a bad way, but it just feels a lot longer. And I'm looking forward to see what the Lord is going to do in the next 5 years and beyond in each one of their lives. So to celebrate that and continue the celebration, we're going to head over to the gymnasium. There is tables set up there. We have cake and we have punch. There are tables set up for each one of them as well. Swing by them. There's pictures, more pictures up there, little things that the parents have put up for them. Just a time to be able to spend with them, encourage them in their journey. And as a church family, we have just a unique opportunity to be able to invest in each one of their lives by praying for them, by mentoring them, by supporting them, by being there for them. And there's so many kids, teens, that go through junior high, high school, and into college, and they have no support group. But as a church, we're able to provide that, and I'm thankful for the families that each one of these young men have, and we're able to support them and their families and be there with them along their journey. I'm so thankful that we can do that. So let's pray. We'll pray for the Lord to bless the cake and the punch. It seems kind of weird, but we'll pray for that, and then we will spend some time over there and join each one of these young men. So let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these guys. Thank you for the time that we can spend reflecting on their journey through school and looking forward to what you're going to do in their lives in the future. Pray that they would keep you as their priority, as we just discussed. Lord, I look forward to see how you are going to use each one of them. Bless this time now. Bless the food and the time of fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we are dismissed over to the gymnasium.